last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Professional services redefined. Delivering global insights and local expertise. Visit forvismazars.ie.
Ian Guider from the Business Post as well. If you might remember back to the general election campaign, government was going on about commencements of new housing developments during the year. But you consistently, in fairness to you, pointed out in recent months that you did not believe that the government would be able to meet its housing targets for 2024, that it would not have the completion of as many houses and apartments as it claimed would happen. And you got confirmation of that today, as we all did, with figures from the CSO showing a significant drop last year in the time of need.
Yeah, and let's just remind us that both the now former Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, and the now former Taoiseach, Simon Harris, were both saying that there would be delivery of 40,000 homes this year. They hit nowhere near that target. They didn't even hit last year's target. They hit barely 30,000 homes, a drop of almost 7% on the previous year. And in a way, Matt, you didn't need me to go through the data. You didn't need me to ring half a dozen property developers. You need to look out your window and count the number of cranes, and you will have seen over the course of last year that there was hardly any building activity taking place in the second half of 2024. That CSO data today, that is poor numbers. This is a housing crisis. Record rents, record house prices, record homelessness, and yet we're going backwards on supply. If there's any bit of comfort in that CSO figures out today, it was a big fall off in the number of new apartments being built, down by around a quarter last year. The number of new housing developments, so housing schemes across the country, that was up a bit. But it was only up by just over 4%. That's hardly going to make a dent into the number of people who really need to get a home.
So why were the apartment numbers down? Could it be that we have, for political reasons, chased away much of the foreign investment that went into building apartments because we don't want them rented out at expensive rates? But the result of that is we don't have enough new units been built.
Yeah, we have driven out foreign investors. So a lot of the big schemes, particularly in the Dublin area, most of the apartments built over the last decade have been in the greater Dublin area. A lot of schemes were completed in 2022 and 2023. Those people that built them, investment funds, took their money and went elsewhere because they say different reasons. In a time of rising interest rates, you can get an easier return on investing in Irish property. So they went elsewhere. And they may not come back, Matt. They may say, we don't like the policy interventions like a rent cap. They may not like some of the taxes that are there as well, and say, we don't need to invest in Ireland. And yeah, I'm pretty sure, Matt, when you have a new government minister in front of you, they'll say, oh, ignore last year's numbers. Look at the 60,000 commencements that started across 2024. And that is true. That was a huge amount. And that's because there's an incentive for property developers, two things, that if you commence building on sites across the country, you'd get a waiver from local authorities. So they wouldn't charge you development fees, which all builders must pay, and you wouldn't have to pay Irish Water. So therefore, there was a big spike in the number of housing commencements. But get this, Matt, those homes, those 60,000 starts of houses that were started in 2024, they won't all be built next year. Those waivers are in place until the back end of 2026. So if you're a builder out there, I'd imagine a lot of them will only build the schemes in parts, that they'll wait until they sell it and then restart elsewhere. So the numbers, Matt, bad last year, and I don't think they're going to be great this year. I have tried to get a bit of reaction to the figures. Bank of Ireland have put out a commentary on them today, and their chief economist is saying, look, looking at the numbers, they're taking a little bit of comfort from the commencement figures, and they're still sticking with the fact that they say they believe 42,000 homes will be built this year. I'll stick my head out there and say it again. Won't hit that number. I don't even think we'll hit 40.
There's an awful lot happening today I need to talk to you about. Donald Trump has attended the World Economic Forum at Davos.
Virtually.
There was a rumour that he was going to fly over for it. Okay, a couple of major economic issues rising from it. One, he said, make your product in the US or face tariffs, which is a very much of interest to us here in Ireland. And secondly, he also wants OPEC to drive down the price of oil. I said he's pitching that to Saudi Arabia. And he also says that this is a way to undermine the Russians in Ukraine.
there's a couple of things going on just on the oil thing. He has come up with this idea. Not only is it drill, baby, drill in the United States, it's drill, baby, drill everywhere to produce more oil, to push the price of oil down. He wants it below $50 a barrel, which will push the price of gasoline, as they call petrol in the United States. That will cut inflation. And yeah, he wants to put this as a way of saying, look, get away from the idea that you need Russian gas as well. I think that's something that a lot of the, even I don't think in Saudi Arabia they want to see production go up. I think they want to see it go down, never mind going up. But on the taxation and tariffs, he came out and said 15% will be the new corporation tax rate for companies in the United States if you move your manufacturing, your production and your services back home to the United States. And we should be taking this seriously. Yes, there was a big upset earlier on this week. I brought you that story that he's talking about American companies should only be taxed in the United States, not anywhere else in the world. I think that's something that's a negotiating tactic. But this idea that he would bring the corporation tax rate in the United States, which is 21%, bringing it down to 15%, that is an incentive to a lot of these companies. They may not move all of the jobs back, but they may move some of it to think, well, we'd rather pay 15% than 21%. And that impacts here in Ireland because, as I keep saying, they hoard lots of their intellectual property here. So the secret sauce of how much corporation tax we get in is not from every year the amount of sales these companies do. It's that they have all of this cash here and we get a great big chunk of it. And that, it isn't ours, let's be honest.
And yet we have our IDA boss, Michael Lowen, who's also at Davos, playing down the potential impact of Donald Trump's tax threats to Ireland. Is that something he simply has to do by nature of the position that he's in? Because, in fairness, he's not going to be this generation's Patrick Neary of the central bank, is he?
I think Michael Lowen was speaking before Donald Trump today, so I will give him that. But also, yeah, you're not going to talk it up and say, my God, we're actually worried here in Ireland about foreign direct investment. He's doing the standard line. All of this is up for negotiation. And many of these things will take years. And also that the IDA are coming up with a new five-year strategy focusing on sectors like artificial intelligence, semiconductors, green energy, healthcare. The difficulty is, everybody is chasing this investment. The UK are chasing this investment. France are chasing the investment. The picture that we have in the past is the companies are only going to come here. That world is over and we're going to have to get used to it.
Okay, worrying stuff. Thank you very much, Ian Guider.
The Last Word on Today FM.